such a long, long time since we loved each other, but our hearts were true. One time, for one brief day, I was the man for you. Last night I heard you talking in your sleep, saying things you shouldn't say. Oh, baby, you just might have to go to jail someday. Is there a place we can go? Is there anybody we can see? Maybe it's the same for you as it is for me. I ain't seen my family in 20 years. That ain't easy to understand. They may be dead by now. I lost track of them after they lost their land. Shake it up, baby, twist and shout. You know what it's all about. What you doing out there in the sun anyway? Don't you know the sun can burn your brains right out? My enemy crashed into the dust, stopped dead in his tracks, and he lost his lust. He was run down hard and they broke apart. He died in shame, he had an iron heart. I wear dark glasses to cover my eyes. There's secrets in them that I can't disguise. Come back, baby. If I hurt your feelings, I apologize. Two trains running side by side, 40 miles wide, down the eastern line. You don't have to go. I just came to you because you're a friend of mine. I think that when my back was turned, the whole world behind me burned. It's been a while since we walked down that long, long aisle. We cried on a cold and frosty morn. We cried because our souls were torn. So much for tears, so much for these long and wasted years.
Huh? Welcome back. Melnick in the afternoon, TSN 690. Thanks again to everybody here. We had a big opening plan on Guy Boucher and all of that, but that will have to wait. Joe Smith in Tampa Bay will join us after 4, but it's a pleasure to welcome in studio a little later than we had planned, but you could see there was a celebration in here. Lloyd Fischler of Billy Bob Productions. How are you?
Great. Great to be here.
You look uncomfortable. Lower the microphone a little. You could have it wherever you want.
That's
there you
fine.
Go. Last time Lloyd was with us, Dan Byrne was here. There was a long baseball game being played out of some note with a bat flip involved and all of that, and wrote a tune on the spot about Bill Lee.
It was just fantastic. Mind-blowing.
And then the previous time to that, you were in studio with Cheryl Besner after the passing of your dear friend Andy. And we talked at the time, it was over a year ago, about doing something special for Andy. And 5 years ago, we put together a tribute to Bob Dylan at Petit Café Campus. It was wild. It was spectacular. It was long. It was legendary.
Was historical Montreal evening with more music till 3 a.m. It was me and Billy Bob left. Billy Bob sleeping, me swaying.
There were about 20 diehards left, yeah. And they started flashing the light at 3:03 when Shane Murphy was on stage. But so I always thought, okay, we're going to do it again. And we'll have to move into a bigger place, and got in touch with Ruben Fogel. So put a hold on Club Soda May 24th for his 75th birthday, and tying it into the passing of Andy Besner. I want you to tell our listeners, as you did over a year ago, most of whom were not listening right now, who Andy was and why we're doing this for him.
Well, Andy is one of my oldest friends, and when we started this whole project, it was all about bringing Jimmy LaFave to Montreal. And you were playing Jimmy. I had heard Jimmy from some other people. And Andy was always an inspiration to me and to music. Andy had a brain tumor in the late 1980s and was probably the longest running survivor of that serious of a brain tumor. So me and Earl Diamond and Andy Besner and you, Mitch Melnick, we decided let's bring bands and acts to Montreal that had never been here. And Andy was our greeter at the door and taker of tickets and money, and he baked cookies for everybody. Andy was just a help all around in the beginning while he was still more healthy.
How did he become Billy Bob?
He became Billy Bob, actually. We're in the Muir Forest outside of San Francisco, and he was just meeting, greeting. He had a story, a joke for the thousands of American tourists in that monumental park surrounded by these ancient redwoods, and he couldn't stop. He was the friendliest, happiest guy in the world. This is a few years after his brain tumor, and I said, this is Billy Bobbing. This is the art of Billy Bobbing. And that's where I named him Billy Bob. And it started there in beautiful San Francisco in the Muir Woods.
And so Billy Bob Productions named after Andy Besner, who, so for those who got to know him through our shows that we put on, starting in the mid to late 90s, a lot of them were in the Basement Club on Crescent Street, Club One, or the Zone, which became Club One. And the original Club Soda and Petit Campus, and then moving up to the Spectrum for Jesse Winchester and John Prine, which was a fantastic night. Some people only got to know Andy through those shows and through him greeting people. And as you said, being the ultimate host, and just people knew there was something wrong, but he was a beautiful spirit. You knew him for how many years?
I knew Andrew for over 50 years. We met in nursery in another lifetime in Côte Saint-Luc. He gave me a little plastic ring, and we became best of friends through thick and thin, through heaven and hell ever since then.
You traveled?
We traveled, sure. We went to summer camp together. We went across the United States after his brain tumor, specifically California. Me and Andrew lived in London and worked in London in the summer of 81 for 4 months. And Europe, we just had some great wild times together. And the ties that bind. That's what Andrew always said. He called it the ties that bind. And I'll never forget that expression.
Before the Springsteen song or after the Springsteen song?
Before the Springsteen song. Because yeah. Andrew would never remember things like that, right? He'd hear it, then he wouldn't remember it.
But, so, and I, you know, people should know that as his condition worsened, you took care of him. You brought him everywhere. You were constantly making sure that he was... when there was a birthday to be celebrated by him or one of his friends or one of your friends, you were there. You brought him to, I can't imagine where else you took him.
Oh, I schlepped him all over the place, Mitch. He was my comrade in arms, but his parents, Sheila and Jerry and Raymond, did a fantastic job, and his sis and some other friends. But Billy Bob was like my twin. It was always a pleasure to be in his presence. He always had a smile, the most joyful, happy guy I ever knew. Before we knew he had a brain tumor, Andy has these beautiful green eyes that a few of the Besners have. And I always called him, 50 years ago, I named him Starry Eyes, because he had this look in his eyes, and he was always happy. And that's the way I'll always remember Andrew Eric Besner.
Lloyd Fischler is by day a criminal lawyer, and by night a criminal lawyer.
And 24 hours a day.
Once upon a time, a concert promoter with Melnick and Gary Silverman. He's afraid to come on the radio. I have begged Gary to come in and help us out here. He absolutely refuses. He says, let the lawyer do the talking. He's better at talking than I am. But Gary is also part of this. You've known Gary for how long?
I've known Gary since Wager High School in the 70s. Gary was always a big Dylan fan. We reconnected at an Albany show maybe 10 years after high school in a snowstorm. It took us 7-8 hours to drive to Albany that day to see Bob. I'll never forget it. Yeah, see the man with the stage fright. That sounds like Gary Silverman.
who's in the music business himself. He beat us to it.
Yes, he did.
We're not supposed to say what we want to say, but he's hanging around with some heavyweights.
He's making a name for him in Los Angeles, California.
One of them is Daniel Lanois, and another one we will not name. But so Lloyd and I are just kind of stuck here in Gary's dust when it comes to the music side of our
exactly.
lives.
Exactly. Let's hope he doesn't forget us, Mitch.
So this tribute to Bob Dylan is going to take place on his 75th birthday. What does he mean to you, and the fact that he's still putting out meaningful material at this age?
It just seems no matter how old or young I was, whenever Bob would put out a new album, it always spoke to me. It always expressed my feelings or my experiences or my life, the times we lived in. Bob Dylan, we could say, is North America's last national poet. Europe and European countries have always had a national poet, but Bob is ours. And God bless him, he's still standing and he's still making meaningful music. The first time I heard Blood on the Tracks, Tangled Up in Blue, summer of 75, Camp Pembina, I was already familiar with Dylan, but after I heard that, I never looked back. I've seen over 100, 120 shows, and he never...
You haven't seen 120 shows.
Wow, we're getting there, Mitch. I lost count at 100. He never seems to mystify, to impress, to leave me speechless.
Yeah. And how do you... What would you say to those who don't get it? Like, do you think it's possible to actually convert these people? Or did you give up? Like, everybody has a friend or two or a group of friends who just... I don't know. I don't get the thing with Dylan. Can't sing. He can't do this. Can't do that.
Well,
I'd rather listen to his song sung by someone else.
It's tough. We try. Every once in a while, somebody gets it. You bring them to a concert, and it's like enlightenment. I would suggest to everyone now that he's doing Sinatra music, and his phrasing and his voice and everything is clearer, and the band is much more low-key. Give Bob another chance, because the arrangements and the lyrics are just mind-blowing.
He's crooning.
He's crooning.
He's actually singing. He's always had a singing voice. He just took on these different personas through the years.
And he's toned down the band, and it's almost like a jazz, Western swing band almost. You know, it's just beautiful.
Midnight with the headphones on, listen to the Sinatra album. And soon-to-be albums coming out in a couple of weeks. Go ahead.
Oh, I just think it's Bob's long goodbye, too. All these songs are like the twilight, the autumn years. And it's wonderful to see him from a young man, from times they are changing up until now. And he's saying goodbye through his music.
So we are going to celebrate his music and remember Andrew Besner. The family will be on hand.
I know
there'll be a special tribute to the family, and this is in support of the Andrew Besner Fund at the Jewish General Hospital.
Correct. Anyone who wants to make a donation, you could just go to the website, or we will be emailing everybody we know, and it's for Andrew Eric Besner Foundation, which obviously has to do with his brain tumor, and we would appreciate all the support we can get.
Tickets are just $18, $10 for students. And you're going to see, and again, I want to thank, before I get another chance, because I might not until the night of the show, the incredible array of musicians who 95% of them responded immediately and said, what do you need? And they're not getting paid. They'll be fed a little bit, and they'll be well refreshed.
Beers, yes.
They'll be well refreshed, and that's it. They're just doing it out of their love for Bob Dylan and why we're doing it, saying goodbye to a friend.
And I think they just had the time of their
lives. They sure did. To have this many local, mostly local, but a couple of beyond local musicians in the same room at the same time, it's a rare thing.
The joy, the bliss that was in that room last time was inexplicable.
Kevin Perron is going to perform, 7-time Felix Award winner, Juno Award winner. Shane Murphy and his band, The Nils. Leela and Tom of The Damn Truth, John Jacob Magistri, Johnny Griffin and the Boys, Dave Gossage and Bud Royce, Craig Morrison, the Jimmy Riggers, Jason Rockman of Slaves on Dope, Anakin Slade, many, many others. And there's going to be a special, you probably know it's the 50th anniversary of Blonde on Blonde right around the corner. So Howard Billerman, a drummer producer who has worked with, among others, Arcade Fire and the Barr Brothers and the Deers, he has assembled a group for the occasion, and they're going to perform some songs off Blonde on Blonde. How about that?
Wow. Unbelievable.
And there'll be a couple of surprises, too.
That's for sure. A fitting tribute to Bob and Andrew. It's just mind-blowing.
Lloyd Fischler, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mitch, for your support in the radio station. Mm.
one kind of favor I'll ask of you. Well, there's one kind of favor I'll ask of you. There's just one kind of favor I'll ask of you. You can't see that my grave is kept clean. And there's two white horses following me. And there's two white horses following me. I got two white horses following me. Waiting on my burying ground. Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Means another poor boy is underground. Did you ever hear them church bells tone? Have you ever heard that church bells tone? Did you ever hear them church bells tone? Means another poor boy is dead and gone. When my heart stopped beating, my hands turned cold. And my heart stopped beating, and my hands turned cold. When my heart stopped beating, and my hands turned cold. Now I believe what the Bible told. There's just one last favor I'll ask of you. And there's one last favor I'll ask of you. There's just one last favor I'll ask of you. See that my grave is kept clean.
From his debut album in 1962 when he was 21 years of age. Again, on his 75th birthday, we hope to see at Club Soda. Tickets available at clubsoda.ca and at the box office. When we come back, Joe Smith in Tampa Bay, Florida.